Blog Talk Radio.
Grown Folk Radio. Real niggas, real radio.
Another day, dollar. Holler if you hear me. Coming with the bumps in my hoop as I swoop. Ooh, here I am, the Mac is clear, I am KD, so baby, get with the program. Damn, what's on the menu? It's about 10 to 5, so let me see what the weather's like. Step outside, glide to my ride, hit the button for the alarm.
Disarm.
Pull the top back, cut the hammer on my Glock back. I ain't tripping, just letting them know I ain't slipping. Sipping on some Lipton iced tea flossing. Don't trip, it ain't easy, cause it costs to be the boss. And so I'm on the hunt, never front with the cash flow. Hitting Kona slope on the go, so now you know. My ties are all marauded, spit shine, wax on. Tank kinda low, so I pulls into Exxon. Give me 10-06, damn, look your baby at pump 4. What you doing with all that rump, ho? She must have ends rolling in the bins. Could it be hers? Or maybe it's a boyfriend. Slid me her number. I wonder if you got a man, cause not a man other than me can get you hotter than cayenne pepper. Swept her off her feet when I boned her. Catching bitches hitting cones.
Climbing in the back, sunroof top. Taking the scene, how the players lean.
And to the hoes that be out there strolling, you know I'm rolling.
Creeping up on you, hitting cones.
To my loot, took a sip of my brew. Called up my homies and took a trip with my crew. Down to the spot where the hoes all jock. 24/7 around the motherfucking clock. Tick tock as they flock in packs. The Macs come around while the others look for sex. But I'm looking for the ones that ain't too proud to beg. When I spot them, watch them swing from this third leg. Hit no switches, but still get my clown on. Bank the quick left because there's more of them down on. Crenshaw and Vernon, watch the curve while I'm turning. Don't wanna scrape some tires, they ain't no dating wires. But I still got on feeding, leaning like I'm in the 6-4. But I'm in this coupe and I'm still letting these tricks know. I'm from that number one crew in your area. I ain't bullshitting. Counters I be hit.
Diamond in the back, sunroof top. Taking the scene, how the players lean.
And to some hoes that be out there strolling, you know I'm rolling.
Creeping up on you, hitting counters.
Deep, I creep with caution. I phone it cause they want it, I don't sleep that often. Sloss and make a right cause they got it blocked off. But three corners straight, up to 58th Street. Detour, be sure they ain't on my tail. Bam, what the hell, they get smoked on the DL. Just let me ride like Drake and play my music loud. Steady mobbing, heads bobbing as I move through the crowd. Slow down, hit the hazards when I cross the train track. My sounds are bumping loud enough to make your brain crack. Bazooka, tubes, bumping ice cubes. Nigga, make it rough, make it smooth. Yeah, show your ride, so act like you know. It's 1994, so let this Mac through the dough. I'm in like Glenn, it ain't no stopping. Seen my homie Snow, nigga, what's popping? Chronic smoking, have your ass choking. Just about to blaze, damn, we had to raise. Cause 5-0 creep, my homies peep, so we jay. Got my 9 plus no time to be getting sweat.
It's diamond in the back, sunroof top. Taking the scene, how the players lean.
And to the hoes that be out there strolling, you know I'm rolling.
Creeping up on you, hitting counters. Creeping up on you, hitting counters.
What's happening? It's your homeboy TTB,
Tony the Bishop, man, the host of XEFR Radio, Experience Grown Folks Radio, for those that don't know, you know what I'm saying? It is Saturday, you know what I'm saying, June 13th, man. We is rocking out here. It's super hot out here in Las Vegas, Nevada, you know what I'm saying? But we got an artist coming through, an artist producer, you know what I'm saying, that's making some serious noise, you know what I'm saying? So anytime somebody out here, you know they on fire, you know what I'm saying, the homie TSP. And we finna jam with them and see what's cooking up with them, you heard, and we finna get into it. Yep. What's happening, homie? You on?
Oh, what's cracking with it?
Oh, man, just, you know what I'm saying, jamming on the air, man, with you, man. Good to have you on here, man. What's going on with you, though?
Oh, man, you know, I stay working, you know, just working on some music, you know, staying in the lab, staying current with these new projects I'm working on.
Cool, man.
Got some new shit coming out.
Feel you on that, man.
Okay.
Hey, before we get into all that, man, tell us, you know what I'm saying, tell the people how you came up with your name and, you know what I'm saying, where you coming from.
Well, TSP stands for the Survivalist Prophet, and my name was given to me by one of the artists I was working with when I was in prison. I did 12 years straight in the pen for some, you know, some shootings on the police, different incidents and stuff. So my name was given to me in prison when I started doing my music, when I started taking it serious.
Oh, okay, man. So where are you from?
I'm from Oceanside.
Oh, okay. That's what's up, man. You know what I'm saying? You did that bit, you know what I'm saying? Good thing we having you out here and we talking to you, you know what I'm saying? So that's always
that's right.
A good thing, man. So, like, who was your influences, like, growing up, man, when you was coming up and listening to music? Like, who was your influence?
Man, shit. Of course, N.W.A., Tupac, you know. Run DMC, LL Cool J, you know what I'm saying? I'm a 70s baby, you know what I'm saying? So I'm an 80s banger, you know? Got locked
right,
up in the 90s, early 90s, late 80s, you know what I'm saying? So, yeah, all my influences is like Dougie Fresh, you know? People
right,
like that,
right.
You know?
Oh, no, man.
Storyteller.
That was real. For real, you know what I'm saying? So you just like myself, man. We grew up when they said rap won't live past 10 years, and here we are, you know what I'm saying? An artist is still growing, so you know what he's talking about when he mentioned those artists, is you don't go Google it, you know what I'm saying? So, like, when was the first time you went into the studio and actually put it down on wax, man? Like, how did that work out for you?
Man, you talking about, because I'm going to put you up on this. Basically, my first time recording, I ain't going to say this was putting it on wax, but I put my shit on tapes. Before the before CDs and all that shit was out, I was putting my shit on tapes in prison in 1996 when I started documenting my shit. So that's the first time I actually started recording. I was in prison, you know what I'm saying? And then we started recording in the cell. We was in a class called Arts and Corrections. I was running a class called Arts and Corrections that was going on every Tuesday and Saturday where I brought artists in and let them, you know, record and do different things, the beats that I produced. And then we got at the warden and had shows on the yard and shit like that.
Right, man. So, yeah, it was basically, you know what I'm saying, you was going through it, and it was like shaping you up, you know what I'm saying? And
exactly.
This and that, man. So, you know what I'm saying? So, hey, look at you now, you know what I'm saying? You working with some artists, man. Tell those people who you actually working with, man. Who you locked in the lab with?
Man, right now, shit, I'm working with the homie Big Havoc from South Central Cartel, working on his album and working on some collaborations. That's going to be on my next up-and-coming album called Tales from a Cell. I'm about to release that. Shit, I got some projects with Cocaine. Of course, you know, he's, you know, the buddy boy boss, you know, so, you know, I got to have some things with him. I got some projects with Baby Loke, Big to the Boy, a couple other people, yeah, I got some stuff that's waiting to come out, man, that's coming out on this next album and coming out on Havoc's album. You know, I'm working on some stuff with Cocaine, like I said. Yeah, so, man, things is looking good. Things is looking good, man. We cooking up some heat right now on the West.
Cool, man. That's what's up. Big shout out to Uncle Jay Cocaine, man. You know what I'm saying?
That's right. That's
very,
right.
Very loyal dude, very humble, you know what I'm saying, at the same time, man. So. So how did you hook up with Cocaine, man? How did that come about?
Okay, well, shit, I ended up hooking up with Cocaine through one of my homeboys and shit I grew up with when we was kids and shit, my homie Baby Loke and shit. He part of Buddy Boy too and shit. And we was both performing at the West Coast Hip Hop Awards in 2012. And I did 12 years in the pen and shit, so I hadn't seen Baby Loke since I had been out and shit. And then when I looked on the internet, I seen that he was performing at the West Coast Hip Hop Awards, and I was like, what the fuck? I didn't even know this nigga rap or whatever or was doing his thing. So I hit him up and shit. And then he had a show with Cocaine that weekend and shit at 4th and B and shit in San Diego. So I went and linked up with him and shit and connected with him. We chopped it up for a minute and shit. I let him know I had the studio and everything because he was trying to get some projects done and shit while Coke was in town. So I was like, well, I got the studio or whatever and shit. So he was like, well, fuck it. We're going to come through and fuck with you. So he brought Coke to the studio and shit. And that's basically how I met Coke and shit. You know, we linked up at the studio and shit and, you know, chopped it up, broke bread and shit, you know, smoking, kicking it, you know, knocking out tracks, knocking out bangers, coming up with different things, ideas and everything. And then we all performed at the West Coast Hip Hop Awards and shit. I think it was like that Monday. You know, we just had a whole schedule for like 2 weeks straight and shit. We did the West Coast Hip Hop Awards, then they had the 4th and B thing. Then we had some other shows going on, you know what I'm saying? So we was real busy and we got to do a lot of work and projects together where he could see my work ethic in the music and I could see his work ethic, even though I already know his work ethic because the nigga been in the game for 20-something plus years, you know what I'm saying? So,
exactly.
Yeah, man. So, you know, it was just, you know, good chemistry, you know what I'm saying? We fam.
Man, that's what's up, man. Cause
yeah.
You know what I'm saying? He's been doing it for so long. He's been around the best. You know what I'm saying? The one that really paved the way, man. So, like, you getting game from him and being around Havoc and, you know what I'm saying, all the great artists, man. Like, what that means to you, for you to come out your situation and to be in that circle, in that mix with those guys, like, how that makes you feel, man?
Man, I'm going to tell you, like I told Havoc, when I was growing up in the hood, I used to gangbang to Havoc shit, you know what I'm saying? I used to gangbang to some of these niggas shit, Spice One, different motherfuckers, and then to turn around and do 12 years in prison for all the gangbanging and fucking up I was doing, and then come out, you know, I made it up out of there, you know,
right.
And got all these raps and shit. I got all these, I got 300 and something plus raps, I got beats and everything that I brought from the pen. And to be grinding and working as hard as I've been working for, like, it took me like 10 years and shit to really, you know, get that exposure and get out there in the different places that everybody is at and meet everybody and, you know, get signed and start doing my thing. So, I mean, like, it just makes me super humble, man. Like, people don't even know how humble I am because I wasn't raised in the rap game on the street. I was raised in the rap game in prison, you know what I'm saying, where I was bringing people into the circle that was tight and helping them with their shit, and we was working together in, like, a unified movement, you know what I'm saying? So it just makes me humble, to, you know, and I appreciate even being able to be in a circle with these cats, you know what I'm saying, and them appreciating my music and coming to me for different ideas and beats and you know, concepts and different shit like that.
All right, man.
Yeah, that's a blessing, man.
Sure enough, man, because, you know what I'm saying, people don't get to work with people or get that game from people, man. So with you getting all the game and, you know what I'm saying, making the transition and stuff like that, man, so what can we expect from your solo project, man, when you put it out, man? Like, what can we expect?
Man, you can expect, man, definitely lyrical content. Definitely going to have the messages in there that's going to be putting you up on game about shit that you may or may not know, you know, each one teach one. So that's what I'm
right.
about. I'm about bringing people together, you know what I'm saying? Beats is knocking, you know what I'm saying? Professional sound quality, you know, I got my own recording studio. I went to school for audio engineering certified, you know what I'm saying? So everything is going to be on point, man, you know? You could just look to basically get in my zone and feel what I feel, you know, because it's going to take you. All my music has a feeling and a message to it, you know what I'm saying? So you're just going to vibe with me through the whole thing, you know what I'm saying?
Cool, man. That's what's up. So you actually, you know what I'm saying, going through the eras of music.
Mm-hmm.
So I have to ask you this question. You know what I'm saying, being from the West Coast, how do you feel about the West Coast music now compared to, like, the 80s and 90s? Like, how do you feel about it?
Man, I'm gonna be, you know, I'm a blunt person, so, you know, I don't hold no punches, I don't cut nothing. This shit is garbage
right
now. And the thing about it, the reason why it's garbage is because it's saturated with garbage, you know what I'm saying? You got a lot of people that's out here and they just saying shit, but they ain't knowing shit. You know what I'm saying? The this shit is supposed to be like the Underground Railroad times with Harriet Tubman when they were saying wade in the water, telling our black people you need to be over here by the river at this certain time, you know, so we could deliver our messages correctly. And this shit has just been taken to an extent to where like all people want to do is pop pills, do drugs, get high, and fuck bitches and waste time. You know what I'm saying? Instead of educating your son or teaching, you know, these dudes that's out here on the streets gangbanging or the youth that's misguided, that ain't where you want to be. You want to be going this way, because if you go that way, you're going to either get locked up or get killed. You know what I'm saying? Because we already experienced it.
Right, exactly, man. So,
yeah.
Y'all, hey, I'm telling you, it's totally different. And like, I don't know, but I do feel the same way. I mean, it's a few artists that's popping from the West, but
oh yeah, of course,
it's a few. But it back then, it was just like fire all the time from the from the Bay all the way, you know, to Southern Cal, man. So I feel probably like I was bumping KD, you know, to the beginning of the show, you know what I'm saying. So so will we expect that same kind of feeling, you know what I'm saying, with a new twist when we hear your music?
Oh yeah, of course, man. My shit is like I said, I let it speak for itself. You know, I don't like to brag up on my own shit, but
right.
At the same time, I'm my worst critic. So if I feel like the shit ain't right, I'm not going to put it out there until it's right. And when I put my shit out there, it's right. So, you know, I know this shit going to be, you know, and I got other critics too, you know what I'm saying? Like, I got listeners and shit. Like, I get Cocaine Opinion, I get Baby Loke Opinion, I get Havoc Opinion. I got, you know, I got people already that vouch for me, you know what I'm saying? Battle Cat, different motherfuckers, they done already vouch for me because they done heard my shit, you know what I'm saying? So it ain't really nothing to talk about. Once you got all these OGs and shit, they say, nigga, your shit tight. I mean, like, shit, what can you do? You know what I'm saying?
Right. Keep on pushing. Man. You getting that stamp for them, man. Hey. You can't nobody tell you nothing. You know what I'm saying? Once you get that stamp, man. So that's what's up. But I want to bang this joint right here at Cali Ray's Vision Baby Loke, man. Can you tell us about it, man, for those that don't know and it's the first time listening? Like, can you please give like a little history on it?
Yeah, shouts out to my nigga Faded on the beat. He produced the track, you know what I'm saying? It was a time where we got together and shit. We was doing a show together and he came at me with a track and was like, hey, I want you to bless this shit. I heard it. I was like, you know what? I could put a message out there to this and motherfuckers would feel it. So I got with my nigga Baby Loke, you know, we chopped it up and shit. I got him to get on the hook and shit. I got Tupac's last DJ King Assassin on the editing on the video and the directing and shit like that. I got the Son of Hollywood, my boy Gary, he shot the video and everything. You know, he used to work for TMZ and everything. Yeah, it was an epic video shoot, man. I appreciate everybody that came out, you know what I'm saying, from Pomona to Oceanside to Compton. Like, we had a whole bunch of people out there that was from, you know, different little parts of the coast, you know what I'm saying? But we all out there representing for one cause, you know what I'm saying? That Cali Ray shit. Show them how it's done, man. On the West.
Show love, man. That's what's up. Hey, yo, we finna bang out. We finna check it out, Cali Ray, man. TSP, man, and we're going to come right back. Jam 104 a little bit more, so here we go.
Shouts out to my nigga Faded on the beat. Here's the tales of triple B, skill and balance, shit ain't been real enough. Gotta play your chords right, look at what the dealer been dealing us. Can't crawl but still move, with the reality in which I'm living up. More of my controversies in life, I'm never giving up. Here's the tales of triple B, skill and balance, shit ain't been real enough. Gotta play your chords right, look at what the dealer been dealing us. Can't crawl but still move, with the reality in which I'm living up. More of my controversies in life, I'm never giving up. Here's the folk legend, this California weather, where they said it never rains. Still I'm covered with the umbrella, telling through this letter to life with decisions to cause collisions. Every move I execute with precision, got the clipping, but I'm not tripping. On a mission, it ain't a quitting zone. In my bones, 12 brutal years of incarceration, I suffered all alone. Now all I wanna do is have a good time to capture my body, but couldn't trap my mind when it had me confined. Back on my grind, after attempting to put an end to the swine. their innocence. Witness the central gunpowder, we making power moves. Need to leave money on the wood, Papa needs some new shoes. I know I'm not into the things that you do too. Put the pistol beside your skull like a Bluetooth. Too many infiltrating. If it ain't no money or opportunity involved, then keep my name about your conversation. We out here suffocating, looking for a situation. A barbecue on the ocean, you know I'm participating. Bikini everywhere, and motorcycles racing. Holding up traffic, doing donuts, nobody saying Nathan. Cause it's a celebration. Meat on the grill, music bumping in the coupe, the bill just wanna kick it without an altercation.
Cali Rays video. Yeah, it's on YouTube.
Yeah. Okay, yeah. Y'all go
check
it type
out.
It up. Type it up. Put the numbers up, y'all. You know what I'm saying? Put the man numbers up. The video is banging. I'm finna check it out right now as we speak. You know what I'm saying? So make sure y'all go check it out, man. So when can we expect, you know what I'm saying, for your album to drop, man? When can we expect it?
Man, this next album is supposed to drop, you know, at the end of, like, September, close to October and shit, because I'm going to do album release parties from San Diego to Sacramento to Oakland to L.A., Hollywood. I'm hitting all these locations on the coast, and I'm going to drop this album. It's called Tales from a Cell. And this shit was written, majority of the lyrics and everything was written in prison. I'm just redropping this shit so people could get them messages that they need to get,
oh,
you know?
Okay. Cool.
Yeah,
man,
we could lace up them youth, lace up that youth.
You know,
you know,
so that's what's popping, man. So can't wait to check it out, man. So who can we expect, man, on the album, and what producers that's gonna be on it, man?
Well, I got King Assassin on there with some production. I got Cocaine on there, of course. I got Havoc on there. I got my nigga Baby Blue. He's still locked up in the pen. My nigga True Blue. He about to get out next year. He part of my record label, Anger Man Music. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to the whole Anger Man camp. He on there with a few skits and a few little verses and shit like that. But majority of this album right here is just basically about me. You know what I'm saying? It's about my tales from a cell, like the shit that I went through in prison, the shit that I experienced or saw, or you know what I'm saying? Like it's all a message. You know what I'm saying, to the people who haven't been to prison, to the people who haven't been in the streets, to the people who haven't went through the things that I did and walked, you know, in the same shoes that I did, you know, so.
All right, okay. Make sure, hey, it seems like we finna get it something real, you know what I'm saying? We finna get something authentic,
oh, yeah.
Something real at the same time, so y'all gotta support it. Don't come support the man, you know what I'm saying? He out here doing something you know what I'm saying, positive, you know what I'm saying, also to help the youth out, you know what I'm saying, because you know how they run wild nowadays. Well, some of them, you know what I'm saying, so make sure you support the man. So, like, if folks want to holler at you, man, want some beats or want you to do some engineer work or want to say team, how can they get in touch with you?
Well, basically, you can find me at TSPOW1. That's all my links is at TSPOW1. You can find me on Facebook, Rico Gray, G-R-A-Y. You can follow me on YouTube, The Survivalist Prophet, or TSP with the dollar sign. I'm on all the little website links. I'm approachable, you know what I'm saying? You see me at the show, see me at the club or whatever, you can holler at me. I know I look angry or upset, you know what I'm saying? But that's just the way that's my core. That's how I was raised, you know, in the system. But I ain't got nothing but love, you know what I'm saying? Unity is power, you know, y'all can follow at TSPOW1. Like I said, that Tales from a Cell album is coming soon. Y'all can go online and check out that TSP Caution album, which has that last song y'all just heard called Cali Rays. You can go get that TSP Caution on iTunes, Rhapsody, Amazon.com, worldwide on your local networks.
Show enough, man. That's what's up, man. I just want to say thanks for coming through. Shout out to the whole camp, man. Uncle Jay was happening. Shout out to Don.
Yeah, okay.
Making it late. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Buddy
yep,
boy.
Shout out
man.
To everybody.
Everybody, man.
The whole
everybody
buddy boy camp.
Man, everybody. Everybody that's been retweeting, favoring, shout out to y'all. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to UTSP, man. God bless. I just want to see you keep doing your thing, man. Keep in tune. You got my number, so you always can hit me, man. There's nothing. We got you over here, man. Word.
All right, for sure. I appreciate you.
So, man, like, any more shout-outs you want to give them before we get up out of here?
Man, just, you know, shout-out to the whole Buddy Boy camp, you know, my whole family, you know what I'm saying? Hot Toddy, my boy Force 3, JD1, you know what I'm saying? Be on the production, co-producing with some of the tracks I'm doing. My nigga GD, Guap Don Dollar Signs, Free Nutty Blue, the Extras. The whole Buddy Boy camp, the whole Anger Man camp, you know what I'm saying? The whole Bangola camp. Shouts out to everybody. Don Lopez, Trinity, everybody know what time it is. We pushing. It's a unity movement.
Showing up, man. That's what's up. Before we head out, man, I just want to say shout out to everybody that's been supporting. And free all the guys behind the wall. Free all my people from back home and all that stuff.
Yeah.
So we're going to get back to it. God bless. Peace. We out. Me and TSP. We Cali Rays. We're going to bang it one more time. We out.
All right, for sure. Good luck.
Shouts out to my nigga Faded on the beat. Here's the tales of triple B, skill and balance. Shit ain't been real enough. Gotta play your chords right. Look at what the dealer been dealing us. Can't crawl or steal new. With the reality in which I'm living up. For my controversies in life, I'm never giving up. Here's the tales of triple B, skill and balance. Shit ain't been real enough. Gotta play your chords right. Look at what the dealer been dealing us. Can't crawl or steal new. With the reality in which I'm living up. For my controversies in life, I'm never giving up. Here's the folk legend. This California weather where they said it never rains. Still I'm covered with the umbrella. Telling through this letter to life with decisions to cause collisions. Every move I execute. Got the clipping, but I'm not tripping. On a mission, it ain't a quitting Jones in my bones. 12 brutal years of incarceration. I suffered all alone. Now all I wanna do is have a good time to capture my body, but couldn't trap my mind when they had me confined. Back on my grind after attempting to put an end to the swine. A grown man no longer stuck in my prime. Follow the signs and educate before it's too late to save the youth from that which they don't know. Plagued with disease by the enemy called self hatred, bro. EVP brothers section 8 and barely making rent. A product of our environment. Those on the outside looking in get captivated by the breeze, sunshine and palm trees. When I was young, all I wanted to do was grow up to be. But now I see too many.
driving in the coupe.